Hello, sir. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for asking. Do you know what? I'm here to pick up my girlfriend. She said that she was going to be here. I assumed that she would be done right now. I'm not sure if I'm in the right place.
You are in the right place. We're running a little behind. I do apologize. She's the last appointment of the day, so we always tend to run a little late, but she should be out, I'd say, within 10 minutes. Is that okay?
No, it's terrible. I'm just teasing you. No, it's totally fine.
Okay.
I'm never really sure if I'm early or late, and I'll be perfectly honest with you. I'm not really sure what goes on back there. I'm not really sure if it's okay for me to ask. So I figured I would just play it by ear. But you're so sweet. I appreciate you. Is it okay if I just hang tight here? I don't want to make anybody
Absolutely.
uncomfortable.
No, you're totally fine. You can pick a seat anywhere. We've got some magazines wandering about, whatever you want to do. And she should be out here
Magazines.
in no time.
Oh, great. Oh, cool. Well, I appreciate it. This is a lot nicer than the last place I went that had magazines. If you catch my drift. Different magazines for sure. They didn't have any copies of Glamour or GQ there. Although some of the guys going in there, maybe. They got different strokes for different folks, and you can just ignore that double entendre. You don't mind.
I kind of figured, but now
Yeah.
I'm following you.
Well, I mean, I go to a place with magazines and she goes to another place. You can kind of put the pieces together. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm following you, sir.
Yeah, we've been going together for a little time now, and I mean, I don't want to sound like a pig or anything, but it seems like most women want one of two things. They either want a ring or they, well, you know. Am I blushing? Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be. I swear I'm not a swine. I'm just not quite on my ease. I feel like I'm in the girls' bathroom. You know what I mean? Like somebody's gonna come in here and yell at me.
Oh, you're fine. I completely understand. Most men get a little nervous and a little out of sorts when they're here for a
Sometimes.
long time, so.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, any guy. He'll remember his first girlfriend who first asked him to go and get the Holy Trinity at the store. I need ice cream, a copy of Cosmo, and some pads. And he'll go and he'll be like, "Well, I know one of those things for sure." But you can't make eye contact when you buy them either because you're absolutely sure that it's going to be a lady cashier, of course. And you can't look her in the eye, otherwise, she'll start to wonder, like, are you buying these for yourself, you freaking weirdo? I'm really not a. I'm rambling.
You
Can we
are.
start over? I
Of course.
appreciate you being so welcoming. It's just been one of those days, that's all.
It's no problem. It's kind of my job, so.
And anybody can see that you're kicking ass at it. I mean, obviously. And everybody coming into an office like this, they're going to be a little bit nervous. I get that feeling. I know she was really, really on edge this morning, despite my, well, I don't want to, despite things, she was still on edge after. You don't have to look at me like that. Am I blushing?
A little bit. I have to say, it's not the most fun appointment sometimes, but you have to stay healthy, especially if you're sexually active, so.
Yeah, that sexual activity is something else. Yeah, well, or so I have read. I don't believe in it myself, because why are you looking at me like that?
Like what? I don't know what you want me to look at you like.
I'm gonna shoot straight. Like I would never tell a lie to you, of course. I mostly get flustered when I'm talking to beautiful, gorgeous redheads, and you're
Oh.
all three of those things. So
Oh,
I'm just trying to
yes.
keep my cool. I have a policy. I don't like to make people uncomfortable in the workplace. I don't like to ask waitresses out when they're running the tables. Don't like to do that thing where you put your elbow up against the receptionist desks and you kind of lean over and, you know, take a look-see. I'm trying to be a little more discreet, a little more professional. I don't like to make people uncomfortable.
Well, you're very kind, sir. I appreciate the compliment.
Oh, you do, huh?
Oh, well, yeah, of course. I don't necessarily get complimented a lot, so it's very nice of you.
Stop it. I'm not going to hear a word of that. It just... Come on now. Miss, have you looked in the mirror lately? I hope I'm not making you uncomfortable saying, oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't tell me that I'm the only one who thinks this. I'm not going to believe it. You would never lie to me, would you?
No, sir, of course I wouldn't lie to you, but I'm sure that your girlfriend would not really appreciate you hitting on a complete stranger.
Oh, wow, hitting. I don't know. I don't know. What's this hitting? I don't know. Just relaxing, you know. This is, check it out, paragon of innocence, virtue, purity. Other words, too, you know. Such accusations on a Friday. I don't know.
Because so far you've mentioned sperm banks, and you've
mentioned—that's not something that I did not say anything about that.
Well, I'm a pretty intelligent person, and I can put two and two together, read between the lines, so you say. And you also talked about how you, well, to be blunt, how you railed your girlfriend this morning. So
that doesn't sound like something I would say.
I don't know if it's something you would say, but it's definitely something that you alluded to.
You are turning bright red.
Well, yes.
Do you not usually find yourself in the position of discussing sexual activity in the workplace?
Not beyond clinical things. No, of course I don't.
Well, I don't mind telling you, miss, there was nothing clinical about what I did to that poor girl this morning.
Oh,
you might have noticed she was limping in here a little bit. Yeah, that was me. Impressed.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay to get a little bit jealous. I'm not going to tease you.
Oh, I'm not worried about you teasing me. It's just so funny to hear... Here, you younger people, you know, I don't even remember those days anymore.
Well, you're what? 28? 29?
Oh, you're very sweet. Thank you.
25?
No, let's just say I'm in my 30s. I'll just leave it there.
31. Yeah, I see it. I totally do.
Sure. Okay. I'll take 31.
God, I'd like to. Did I say that? Who said that?
Sir.
Yeah, I know. I have a problem. I have a lot of problems, actually. But primarily, if you'll kindly take a little look-see. Yeah. When I say I've got, like, a problem, I mean, like, I have a big problem, you know what I mean?
Clearly you do.
Pretty huge, actually, yeah.
Well, you know what? Your girlfriend should be done anytime, and she can help you with that. How about that, sir?
Oh, you mean here, like, in the office? I didn't know you guys would... Oh, you want to watch? Is that what it is?
Oh, my goodness. No, sir, that is not what I'm saying. I am saying that your girlfriend is in the other room,
mm-hmm.
and that should be who you're telling about your little issue, not
little
me.
Little issue. Wow, my nickname in high school. Yeah, thank you. Miss... She knows all about the things that I think about. And like it or not, she's over there and we're out here. I don't think that she's got the solution to this problem. Do you? Do you?
I am not entirely sure what you're asking me right now.
That you are.
Are you being serious?
Of course I am. Miss beautiful, gorgeous Jessica Rabbit receptionist.
Oh my goodness.
Would you allow me to pay you the compliment of being particularly blunt and just say exactly what I want from you?
I suppose.
Close your eyes. I want to turn you around and bend you over that desk and pull up that skirt and drop your panties to your ankles and pump your guts full.
Oh my goodness.
Don't tell anybody.
I absolutely would not tell anyone.
I can't.
Thank you.
No, you can't. No. What would the father say? You know, what would happen? What would happen if you got smashed in your own workplace, 15 feet away from your boss?
Oh God. Oh, I am far too old for you.
Miss, I don't want to hear a word about that. First of all, everybody knows, honey, I got it written on my hand. The older the violin, the sweeter the music. Just imagine, second of all, okay? Bottle of wine, good nose, full aromatic body, lingering aftertaste. And the wine's not bad either, right?
Oh my God.
Like you got something on your mind.
I do. I certainly do.
You are flushed. Look down. That modest little peep of cleavage. Bright red.
Well, yes, I am. I'm not sure what to do right now.
Honey, I'm going to tell you what to do. Stand up.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You can still call me sir if you want to.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Okay, sir.
Turn around. Let me see the back. Oh, my God, miss, you can't do this to me. Oh, my dear Lord God in heaven. For the gifts that we are about to receive, may we be truly thirsty.
Oh, my God.
This isn't your first time right here in the office, is it? I bet you get hit on once a day.
Oh, not very likely, sir.
Would you like to?
I mean, attention's always nice.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got all the attention that you can take.
I can definitely see that, sir.
Pull your skirt up, miss. Hike it up to your hips and show me that ass. Show me those stretch marks.
Oh, God, please don't look at that.
Stop it. You saw my girlfriend. You saw how skinny she is, right?
Yeah.
She can't take even close to enough. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I think so, sir.
She is a cute little piece of pie, for sure. And absolutely yummy. And adorably naive. But she doesn't know what I need. She can't give it to me.
And what do you need, sir?
I need to drop a load inside of you. And I don't do it gently. To get off, I need to get nasty. And I think that you can handle it. I think that you've got touched a time or two, and you know exactly how to take every fucking inch. So that's what's gonna happen. Now, drop your fucking panties and hand them to me. Right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Those are cute. Where'd you get them? Can't really remember, huh?
No.
Got something on your mind, miss? Are you a little nervous with my eyes burning all over your thighs and ass and tummy?
Oh, yes. More than a little bit, sir.
Don't you worry, little one. I'm going to take good care of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't believe I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm. Me neither. Oh, God, I love the smell of ripe pussy.
Oh, my God.
Miss.
Yes, sir.
Miss.
Yes, sir.
Spread your legs. Go on.
Like this?
Oh, wider. I know you can do wider. Come on.
Yes, sir.
Now, give me your hand. Feel it.
Oh, it's so big.
It's all for you, miss. That is all for your crow's feet. All for your tummy. For your stretch marks and cellulite. I want to fuck every inch of that body.
Oh my God.
And you know that cum from tall guys with tight sleeves is great for your complexion.
Oh my God. You were so, so attractive, sir.
Oh, I know. The truth is, I cheat on that adorable little blonde at least twice a week.
Oh my God.
I do. I pump bitches. Not to put too fine a point on it, like I'm getting paid for it. And sometimes I do. You know why?
Why, sir?
Because once they get a taste, nothing else will do. Generally, I have an age limit. I'm sure you can imagine.
That's why I'm so flustered.
Generally,
right now.
I'm looking for 35 and older, you know? Thereabouts. See, I like mature pussy. I like employed pussy. I like pussy that drives itself home and doesn't ask to borrow gas money. I like pussy that does the dishes before I get there. I like pussy that owns real lingerie, not stuff from Wish. Now, tell me what you want.
I want to feel these hands on my body.
Mm-hmm. Like this, right here on your hips? God, these wide hips.
Mm-hmm.
You are a fertility goddess, aren't you?
Oh.
God, I bet you would give me all sorts of kids.
Oh my God.
It's naughty to think about, isn't it? Well, guess what? I'm not going to wear a condom. I don't believe in them. I don't have them. I'm going to go in and I'm going to fill you up. By the time the doctor and my cute little skinny girlfriend come out, hopefully, I'm going to have blown my cum into you. You're going to leave it there. You're going to pull these gorgeous panties back up and just let it simmer inside of you. Now, spread, bitch.
Oh, yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Feel that big throbbing head nudging up against your entrance. Is that what you need? Is that what you need, you thirsty little bitch?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes.
Hold tight. Keep your hands on the wall. Oh, there you go. Take it. Oh, there's more. Oh, there's more. Oh, my God, you are tight. It's okay if it's been a little while. I'm going to show you. You'll remember. You're gonna know exactly what to do. That's it. Oh, there you go. You're taking it like a champ. This isn't your first time here. You've gotten fucked over this desk before, haven't you?
Maybe
just once. I know you've thought about it.
I've dreamed about it.
Dreamed about getting stretched out. More dangerous just to help you fit away. Oh, that's it. Oh, there you go.
Fuck.
Oh, God, I love the way your ass jiggles. That is why skinny girls just aren't the same. Because there's no bounce. I want that fucking bouncy ass. There you go. There you go.
Oh, that's it, you tight little whore.
Oh, God, let me get a handful of these ripe fucking titties. Oh, God, these are juicy.
Oh, my God, yes. Play with me.
Yeah, you like it when I pinch on them a little bit? Tug on them? Don't scream, whore. You don't want them to come out and find us, do you? Oh, you would get so fucking fired. You would get so fucking fired if they came out and saw you taking 10 inches of cock up that tight little hole. You love it, don't you? You love it, you thirsty little MILF, huh? You better clap your hand over your mouth before you scream, bitch, because I'm going to give you what you need. I'm going to pump an orgasm into you, and you're going to scream your pretty little redheaded brains out if you're not careful. Oh, that's it. For me? Yeah. Cream? I hope you don't gush all over the floor. I'm never gonna get it clean in time. You better fucking come for me or I'll blow this fat fucking load into you. That's it. Oh, my, clap your gorgeous ripe ass from behind. You love it, don't you? You love it. You fucking need it. Oh, that's it. Oh, I'm gonna fucking use some cooking art.
Please, that's it. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, you were so fucking tight. Oh, I'm gonna have to come back for a second taste. Oh, honey, my schedule for this week just fucking cleared. I think I might come back in a couple hours.
Oh.
She's got work tonight, and I've got nothing to do.
Oh. Well, we're closing up here, but I'd be happy to give you my number.
Number, address, credit cards.
Oh.
Willing a little piece of pussy like you's gonna give up anything I want.
Oh,
Well, you know I've got big plans for that big booty of yours, don't you? We both know that an ass that big needs to be touched. Needs to be licked. Have you ever gotten fucked in the ass before?
Oh, my God.
Thought
No.
about it? Dreamed about it?
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe once or twice. Maybe got a slim little plug that you got as a gift and haven't had the courage to try yet.
I have a few, actually.
We're gonna play with all of them.
Oh, my God.
And I've got a nice big box of things that are gonna help.
Oh.
I've got everything you need, miss. Know? I'll tell you what. You get on your knees and suck me clean so she doesn't taste me in the car. Have her going down on me in your parking lot and taste that gorgeous, well-aged twat of yours, can I?
No, sir.
Go on, suck it. Oh God, gentle, gentle, I'm sensitive. Oh my God, that's too good. Oh, you're gonna make me cry out, you nasty little bitch. Oh, this isn't your first cock that you've sucked, is it? Is it?
No, sir.
Well, I can promise you one thing. You may have sucked cock before, but you've never gotten face fucked. Not the way I'm gonna do it. When I come over tonight, this entire fucking Pringles can of a dick is gonna slide right down into your stomach. And I've got all sorts of ways of persuading you, since you're so obedient. I'm gonna tell you just so that you get nervous about it. There you go, suck it. Suck it, you trashy little bitch. Oh, that's great. I've got ropes, cuffs, ball gags, blindfolds, clamps, whips, paddles. Vibrators, plugs, dildos, animal oils, I know, chokers and collars, ties for pigtails. I want to see that fiery copper hair and pigtail braids. If I can grab them up, pin your head to the wall, and fuck your throat until you cry. How does your pussy taste? Is it your first time?
Yes, actually, sir.
You've got a long night ahead of you, miss.
Oh,
Do you want to hear the secret now, or do you want to be surprised?
my God. Would you tell me right now, sir?
She doesn't have work tonight. She dared me to come in here and fuck you right in here while she keeps the doctor busy. She wants me to try you out because she and I have both been eyeing you for a little while. And I promised her that for her birthday present, since she was so brave going to the gyno, that I was going to bring her a thick, well-matured, red-headed whore for her to play with.
Oh, God.
So you better get comfortable with the idea of licking pussy, miss, because, like I said, you've got a long night ahead of you.
Oh, sir, I can't wait.
And don't forget, just so that you get extra nervous, she's much rougher than I am.
Oh, God.
Now, pull your panties back up. Fix your makeup. Because they're going to be out of here in a minute.
Yes, sir.
You better clench and hold all that cream inside you. Don't want to get it on your chair.
Oh, God. Yes, sir. You're right.
You better spray some of that air freshener around because it reeks of drenched, melting cunt in here.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, sir. Oh. I can't believe I just did this.
Oh, honey, this is just the first taste. Now, I'm gonna go out and sit in my car and wait. And he will never know that I was here.
Oh. Yes, sir.
8 o'clock. Sharp.
Yes, sir.
My little princess doesn't like to wait.
Absolutely, I understand, sir.
Good girl. Catch you later.